For what?
For bait.
Well, you can use another little fish, minnows they call them, or shiners, and worms, and that's for catfish. That's why.
Minnows and shiners are the same thing?
Well, some of them say they ain't, but they all the same to me. I mean, they shiners, when they get their minnows, until they get great big, and then they call them shiners because they get big. But they're all the same to me. I could never tell any difference in them. Of course, now they're topwater minnows. It grows pretty long, but they don't fish with them hardly ever. But they use, down here, they use them minnows or shiners or most, a lot of them, if they're setting trout lines and things, use a little perch. Mm-hmm. Put them on them little pumpkin seed perch, they call them. Mm-hmm. And that's what they catch them big kits on. Little
what
perch.
Pumpkin seed perch like?
Well, he's small and he's sort of like a pumpkin seed, you know, he's sort of shaped like a pumpkin mm-hmm. seed, and that's why they call him a pumpkin seed perch. Mm-hmm. And he don't never get very big. He just, you know, he's just mm-hmm. one of them dwarfs or
what about
little
people dig up to go fishing with?
That's worms, yeah, they dig up in worms. I said they got worms a while ago.
Are there different kinds of worms?
Yeah, they're wigglers, what they call wigglers, and then they're earthworm, and some of them get as long as your arm. I have seen them long as my leg, earthworm. Big, yeah, when you stretch them out, you get real long. And them wigglers, they're barnyard. All they are is a barnyard worm, see. They grow around where there's a lot of fertilizer and stuff like that, and they ain't about 2 inches long or something like that, and you put him on a hook, and he just starts just turning flip, and sometimes you'll break yourself all up. You just break yourself up, see. You stick him on which end of his head, but the end looks like the head to me, the one that's got the slick-looking, heavy-looking part on it. You stick him on a hook on there and leave the rest of them there, and he just goes to just wiggling and wiggling, see, and he just keeps wiggling. And sometimes you'll even break yourself up in little pieces about that long.
What about something you hear making a noise around the lake at night?
Well, now you hear a lot of things making noise around the lake at night. You hear bullfrogs, there's a lot of them mm-hmm. making noise around the lake at night. And then there are night birds around the lake, like cranes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They squawk and carry on all night.
What different kinds of frogs besides bullfrogs?
Well, here we have a toad frog and we have a horny frog. There are not many horny frogs left. Mm-hmm. A bullfrog, he stays in the water, around the water. Mm-hmm. And a toad frog, we got some of them around the house here. They stay around out on dry ground. Mm-hmm. And horny frog, he's got a tail on him. He's long and he got little horns sticking up on his head, one on each side. And he runs, he don't hop. He mm-hmm. can't hop at all. He runs like a lizard, see. But he's wide like a frog. But he got four legs and he runs on them just like a lizard do, you see. Mm-hmm. And he's a red ant eater. He eats up red ants. Well, I mean, I believe it's two this year. First things I've seen in a long time. There used to be a lot of them here. Mm-hmm. But something happened to them and they went away or got poisoned or on all this chemical they use or something happened to them. Because mm-hmm. there used to be a lot of them. But I've seen two this year, first time I've seen any.
What about the kind of frog that stays up in the tree? It's real small.
A fly.
Kind of a frog, but it's real small.
Well, yeah, that's a tree frog, and they're different kinds of them. Mm-hmm. There are some of them that turns the color of whatever they get on. It don't make any difference what it's on. If it's on a green leaf, he gets as green as that leaf. If he's on the bark of the tree, he'll turn the color of the bark of that tree. Now, I've seen them do that many times, see. Making that if he gets on a leaf, he turns as brown as that leaf is. If he gets on a brown leaf, he turns the color of that leaf.